Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Let's see if I remember how to do this job after being off for 2 weeks. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I am back from Ireland. Elisa Profumo and I will be doing a show this Friday. We'll be doing an episode of Casual Friday around 5 p.m. in the evening because that's the time she gets off work. And we'll be talking about our excursion to Ireland. We had a great time. We met lots of superhumans there. It was so much fun. Of course, I have to thank All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for title sponsorship. They make this show float. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the EFX Sports banner ad to get six of their top-selling products absolutely free. Just pay the shipping, and it's legitimately shipping. It's like $5 and change, and you will be surprised at the package you get. Check that out. And without further delay, let me play Rob's theme music, if I still remember how to work the equipment here.
Yes. Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome back. I saw you met John Braun over there.
John is a really awesome dude, man. And the dude is, he's truly a superhuman. I mean, he travels with workout equipment in his trunk of his car. I mean, he's exactly like you or me. I mean, it's so funny. When you meet people from this audience, the same thing with John Bolger. I mean, these people are superhumans. John Bolger, the day we met him, he was waiting for us outside a hotel, and he was sucking raw eggs out of the shells. It was like, I mean, these two guys are exemplary of the superhuman nation, and all the way there in Ireland, no less, you know?
They find a way no matter what it is.
That's it. You know, it's so important to us. We understand the importance and the value of it. That the way other people travel with, you know, I don't know, makeup and you know, and special snacks, we travel with stuff to work out with and stuff to eat that's you know, that's truly what's the word I'm looking for? You know, evolutionary foods that we've learned work for us.
Yeah. I mean, you brought a piece of exercise equipment over, right?
No, I ended up not, and I'll tell you why. I just didn't have the room. We brought enough bags. I brought more clothing than I really needed. In retrospect, I only needed half of what I brought. But you know, I had lots of different outfits to change into, and so you know, I could wear different things going to dinner and all that sort of stuff. But no, I didn't bring any workout equipment. But I trained just about every day. Because the hotels I stayed in had really nice gyms.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
They must be a lot nicer than what we have in the States.
Well, I'll tell you this. Every single hotel except one had the gym with free weights that went up to 50-pound dumbbells.
Wow. Well, that's something, you know. I mean, let's face it. In the United States, I don't know what it's like where you are, but I have it on good authority. There are no more squat racks in Planet Fitness.
Fatness. Planet Fatness.
Planet Mediocrity, as I call it. The bench presses have all been disappearing. No more really barbell, free weight barbell. You might see a Smith machine, and you might have dumbbells up to 60 pounds or so. So that's what's left, and I would not be surprised to see Planet Mediocrity go 100% cardiovascular.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, it's god awful.
And that's really the state of affairs and internationally as well. I mean, it's really funny, but even in other countries, you have these small pockets of vocal people who are driving evolution now. You know, Dr. Daniel Lieberman came on my show a couple times, and One of the times he was on, he talked about how culture drives evolution. And because culture creates selection pressures that women adapt to. Women want children that have certain qualities, and so they marry men who have those qualities. And a lot of those qualities are cultural qualities. You know, they're not like, I want a big, strong guy who's really healthy. And no, it's not. You know, I want a guy who, you know, is got a really great job, and he lets me make all the decisions in the household. And so we see this in other countries too. I mean, I had the opportunity to talk to so many different people, and people from the United States and from Germany and from Ireland.
Yep.
And you know, everybody you talk to is flipping frustrated by the fact that in today's world, the tail is now wagging the dog. These small groups of vocal dissidents are now creating public policy and driving, you know, what is acceptable. And you know, just look at the degree of body fat that people carry today. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you wouldn't see that in my father or your father's day. You just wouldn't see it. It wasn't like they even had to think about it. It wasn't like they had to go, yeah, I'm starting to put on weight. People didn't put on weight because they were so much more active back then, and they weren't so fixated on what's the next meal going to be.
Yeah, and you know what? Even more than that, now that you bring this up, even more than that, being obese used to be a great shame, right? I mean, people were used to be ashamed if they were that big.
Right. Look at Fatty Arbuckle. Fatty Arbuckle. Today you couldn't call him that because that would be fat shaming, but he made a career as an actor because he was fat, and it was such an anomaly in the population to have somebody so fat that they went, oh my God, this guy's so fat, we have to put him in the movies.
And now look at it. Oh God. Yeah, that's terrible, because they've now made it acceptable and normal, and we're the weird ones. You know, the ones that actually work out and want to be healthy and look good, there's something wrong with us. They think, you know, they're going to try to stamp that out everywhere you go. And I haven't traveled extensively outside of the United States, but it's good to hear from you that at least there are a lot of people still who are disgusted by what they see out there. And I don't know how we reverse it, to be honest with you.
Well, it just got to run its course. If you look at everything in history, it's a pendulum. You know,
right.
it swings very far to the left. It swings very far to the right. Trying to find the middle requires extensive forces that push past the middle in life always.
Right.
And so, you know, it will change. Maybe the next generation or the generation after. And it will change. But in the meantime, you got to focus on your own life, your own stuff. And
right.
get your stuff right. And don't worry about everybody else. That's it.
Amen.
So, yeah, it's but I we're going to do a show on Friday and talk about it. It's Ireland was amazing. Ireland, you know, people travel to Egypt to see the pyramids. And granted, the pyramids are an amazing engineering feat, right?
Right.
But there are things in Ireland that predate the pyramids by 500 to 600 years. There are tombs, there are buildings. You can just about spit and hit a structure that was built in the 4th or 5th century.
Wow!
I mean, Elisa and I went to hiking in the mountains in Ardmore, and we came upon three walls that were left of a large building, and we walked into it, and there was a guy in there, and he was getting water out of what looked like what do they call those things? It was like a little cave, like a cavern, but it was built with stone and it had a crucifix on it. And he was bending down. He was getting water. He said, this is holy water. It was blessed, you know, thousands of years ago. It comes up naturally from a spring here. It was blessed by St. Declan. This was St. Declan's Abbey. I said, wow. I said, how old is it? He goes, it was built in the 4th century. Think
wow.
about that.
Wow. Now, your relatives are from Italy, right?
Yeah. And that obviously there's a lot of history there as well. So,
That's fantastic. I can't wait to hear more about
Ireland,
it.
Ireland, for those of you who are looking to take a trip, and you want to go to a country that is rich in history, number one, that the people love Americans. I repeat, love Americans, because there's a special bond between the Irish and America, because during the famine, the Irish and during the persecution by the UK, don't forget the UK persecuted Ireland, right? They actually, it was like genocide, because Oliver Cromwell brought the Protestant religion. All the Irish were Catholics, like the Italians. And right. So they killed the Irish to get them to convert to the Protestant religion. And most of them didn't accept up north a little bit. But America has been an enclave for the Irish to flee at different periods of history. So they love Americans there. And they speak English, but they speak Celtic as well, which is a really difficult language. It's probably one of the oldest languages still used today. It technically should be a lost language. It's like Sanskrit. But anyway, they love, and the air flight is only 7 hours. Which, like, if you want to go to Italy, that's 11 hours. That's a long time to be on a plane. 7 hours is really quite tolerable. If you want to take a vacation, bring your family places where you will have a great time. There is amazing history to be revealed to you, that the people will love you, that the food is amazing. Somebody told me the food sucks in Ireland. All the food I ate was amazing. It was friggin' amazing. I ate a lot of lamb. I ate a lot of seafood, because everywhere you go, there's a coast. If you want to take a family vacation, you have to go to Ireland. I promise you, it will be a bucket list event in your life. And the Irish people are the best. They're the best. They're all happy. They're all happy to see you. They're all happy to be with you. They love being with people. They're full of love. The Irish people are full of love.
That's great. I had always heard it's a beautiful place, but I had never spoken to anyone that actually had gone.
I have to thank Elisa, because Ireland wasn't my first choice. Like, you know me, Rob. I want to go to the beach and lay in the sun.
Right,
and she's
right.
Like, no, we have to go to Ireland. Like, there's so much history we're going to visit. We visited castles that, you know, were built in the 1300s, the 1200s, the 1400s. We stayed one night in a castle that was 700 years old, that it was converted to a hotel. I mean, it boggles the mind when you realize you're in a place that is 700 years old. We visited a castle that Sir Walter Raleigh owned, which he's the original importer-exporter in the world. I mean, he brought tobacco from the United States to every other country. He brought the avocado from Chile to every other country. He brought the potato from Peru to every other country. And so this guy was like, he was like Elon Musk back in the day. And we visited his castle where he lived. It was amazing.
Yeah, we forget as a nation how young we are, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we go to Edgartown and go, oh, these homes were built when the colonies were formed, you know, 300 years ago. And we're like, oh, wow, that building is 300 years old. I stood in an abbey that was built in the 1300s. It's still standing. It looked perfect.
Holy cow. 1300s?
Yes, and here's the other funny thing. I got some heat on this by some guy on Facebook. I went around every time there was a cemetery. I said to Elisa, I want to go walk in the cemetery, till the point that everybody made fun of me by the end of the trip. Oh, Carl, there's a cemetery. Carl's going to want to walk in the cemetery, because we met up with some other friends from Louisville there halfway through our trip. Well, I walked through the cemetery for one reason and one reason only, Rob.
Why?
Because we are being told by the medical orthodoxy today that people are living longer than ever before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I found more tombstones that were legible, that I could actually read and do the math in my head, or that people live to be 80 and 90 years old. Now, I found tombstones where people only live to be 24 and 37. But
right.
That's true today too, right? So my point is, this notion that we're living longer, and that's the acceptable reason for chronic disease. The medical orthodoxy says the reason we have so much chronic disease today is people are living longer. It's complete BS. We're not living longer. As long we seem to be genetically programmed to get about 100 years out of this body if we do everything right, maybe 120.
Yep.
And that hasn't changed in a millennia, because we have people from the 15. I found tombstones from the 13, 14, and 1500s where people lived to be 80 and 90. 70 was very common. 60 was really, really, like, a lot of people lived to be 67, 68. We see that today. People die in their 60s and 70s today. So where are we living longer? We should be at 200 years old by now if in the 1500s they were living to be 90.
Yeah, and a lot of those people didn't have any formal health care system.
No, and that somebody posted that. How did they live so long without Lipitor? And I thought that was hilarious. Just look at people who were born in the late 1800s and lived into the mid 1900s. Just look at them. They didn't know what cholesterol was. They didn't have Lipitor. They didn't have high blood pressure medicine. They drank alcohol all the time. They smoked tobacco. They lived to be 60, 70, and 80 years old. So the medical orthodoxy wasn't in gear yet then. Now, I will give them this. The introduction of antibiotics help people not die from infectious diseases like dysentery and stuff like that. Right. No doubt about it. Antibiotics made more people, there are people that would have died in their 30s and 40s that lived the full length of their lives to 70 and 80. But they didn't live to be, living to 70 and 80 is what most people expect to today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a real study in how we, in some ways, we've gone backwards. You know, those people that smoke and drank and lived into their 60s, 70s, or 80s, you know, the ones that didn't lived into the 90s and the century mark. You're absolutely right. In many ways in this country, we have gone backwards. And when it comes to statins, you know the research. Their own studies tell them that people that take statins don't live any longer than the ones that don't. And you know, a lot of those folks have bad side effects, including rhabdomyolysis. So for those of you that are on statins and train with weights, take that little takeaway with you. That's a dangerous combination, in my opinion. And the over-the-counter alternative is red yeast rice. So, you know, if you're taking both of those and you train any kind of resistance training, be on guard. There's a real problem there.
You know what's funny? So I invited a girl named Christine Cave who lives in Australia. And she's a PhD student in the Australian National University who posted an article from Aeon magazine that she wrote. And the article says, think everyone died young in ancient societies. Think again. She's going to come on the show. I just found her this morning because I got into such a beef with this guy on Facebook. And I'm not going to mention his name because I'm not going to give him any publicity because he was just being a dick.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, show me the studies. Show me the studies. I'm like, this is an observation. All I said was people are not living longer.
Yeah, go to the cemetery.
Yeah, and he said that didn't mean anything. Those tombstones didn't prove anything. I said they proved that people lived to be 70, 80, and 90 years old in the 1500s when we didn't have the medical orthodoxy propping them up, supposedly.
Yeah, I saw the same thing. Now, I have gone to Mexico, and, you know, the tour guides will tell you, and you can see it, there are Mexican farmers working in the fields well into their 90s.
Yeah.
There is no formal health care down there. There's no insurance. There's none of that to do.
Well, we just did a show recently about the Gwi in Africa, which is one of the one of 13 hunter-gatherer nations still intact. And, you know, and by the way, they never go into ketosis. They eat pretty balanced diets without having the RDA and the FDA and the USDA tell them how to eat. But interestingly, these are the same people that Weston A. Price studied when he said, wow, people in the United States in the later 1800s, early 1900s, you know, they were like in wheelchairs when they were 70 years old. They couldn't walk anymore. Meanwhile, you had a 70-year-old and 80-year-old hunter-gatherer population individual climbing a tree for a coconut, and the mother, the great-grandmother's taking care of the kids. And it's like, wow, we have the best medical system in the world. Why are they doing so much better than us? This is a question that needs to be revisited by the American population because, folks, we're being sold a bill of goods. Our food is poisoning us, and our pharmaceuticals don't do anything good. So this is you know what? If you're part of this, I watched a Today Show. She said it's okay to eat popcorn before bread group, and you're on some medications, and you think that's it? That's the only way that you can get through this life? You're a fool. You're a fool. There are other ways because people hundreds of years before us did it.
Yeah.
And they didn't make popcorn in a microwave before before bed at night because some idiot. I keep bringing that up because I was watching the Today Show a couple years ago, and this dietitian was telling people, you know, when you're hungry at night before bed, here is a list of really good snacks. And one of the things she said was popcorn. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Starchy carbs before you go to sleep?
Quick way to shut down growth hormone levels, too.
Quick way to put on body fat, interrupt your sleep. I mean, just wreak havoc with your body in general. But anyway, that's all I'm going to say now. I'm going to save the rest of it for Friday when we do the show with Elisa. She's got a lot. But here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break.
Yep.
When we come back, I want to talk about – we're going to give some updates on Kratom, on SARMs, and some other stuff, right? All
right,
stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's
welcome
why
back.
It'll never work. You have me so.
So what's going on with Kratom? Kratom. What's going on with him?
So here's the latest update as of yesterday. Congress returned from its July 4th recess yesterday, and the Senate is now going to begin its process of unbundling the 57-plus House bills on the opioid crisis. Those were consolidated into something called H.R. 6. It's called the Patients and Communities Act. Now, this being Washington, obviously politics played into it. They played a key role in the decision by House Speaker Ryan to rush this package of bills on the opioid crisis out of the House, okay, largely because so Republicans can say they acted on it, you know, to combat the opioid-related deaths and the crisis and all this. But politics will now flip that strategy on its head in the Senate, where Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will likely wait until November to consider any of those opioid bills. Now, that delay actually works in our favor because it gives us more time to educate members of the Senate on the truth about Kratom. So that time's going to work in our favor. The FDA and the other detractors of Kratom have worked really hard to poison the ground for Kratom users, and they've demonized the plant and everyone that uses it. They try to move swiftly so that we can't educate House members. When we have the opportunity to explain the science behind Kratom and the reasons why the FDA is wrong on this issue, it seems as public policymakers understand. That's scary, though, right? I mean, all you got to do is move fast and nobody's paying attention. Next thing you know, something's banned. A couple of state updates, state-specific. Rhode Island. The American Kratom Association board has been aggressively working with state officials there, where Kratom is currently banned in Rhode Island. One of the doctors that they contracted, Dr. Jack Henningfield, met with the Rhode Island Department of Health officials on June 26, and he made the case for rescinding the Kratom ban. The officials, we're told, demonstrated a willingness to review the scientific data that was presented and indicated they're going to evaluate the extensive data that the AKA provided, both on the science and the facts behind the FDA's ridiculous death assessments that they attributed to Kratom use. In every single instance, and you can count them on one hand, in every single instance where someone died, they were using prescription drugs known to cause death when they're overdosed. In Michigan, Senator Jones, in a response to a request from the Michigan Prosecutors Association, plans to file legislation to ban it in Michigan. So if you live there, understand that could be coming. The good news is Senator Jones has agreed to a meeting to hear the AKA's position. For everybody listening about Kratom and what's going on in Washington, the American Kratom Association is it, all right? It is the stuff insofar as what we need to combat the FDA and their masters, Big Pharma. In all my years of being in this business, being a consumer, being someone who formulates supplements, I have never seen such a well-run, well-organized operation that knows how to work with lawmakers and educate them on why Kratom isn't part of the problem. It's not part of the opioid epidemic problem. It's part of the solution. If we had something similar with pro-hormones, they may still be legal today. Unfortunately, that help didn't get here until too late. Here's what I'm really asking. Visit the American Kratom Association.com. Go to their website and consider contributing something, even if it's a small number of dollars a month, to what they're doing. These people are getting results. They are using that money to fight for our supplement freedoms, and hopefully Kratom will stay legal through the end of through the end of 2018. It's going to always be an uphill battle. We have to remain vigilant against these people because, as we saw when this whole mess kicked off, the FDA and the DEA literally, in the dead of night, tried to pass this ban through with no public commentary. It was only because of people like the American Kratom Association that we were able to stop it. So I know there are a lot of you out there that use it. I use it. It is ridiculous what they're saying about it, and the number of people that can benefit from it is off the charts. Carl, I know you had experience with it.
I like it. You know, look, I almost took some with me to Ireland, but then I thought better of it and thought, you know, I don't want to get stopped and have some sort of problems. I don't know what the legality of it is in Ireland.
Yep.
But I mean, as a, if I had debilitating pain that I could not manage without some sort of pharmaceutical intervention,
yep,
I would turn to Kratom before I turn to anything else. I mean, it works. First of all, I told you my story when I was in L.A., and this is before my foot surgery. My foot was so effed up. I had so much trouble walking on it. And I took like 3 grams of Kratom, and my son and me and Ravi Reddy from Quest, we walked all through West Hollywood. I logged 12,000 steps that night. Wow. I was so amazed that I had no pain in my foot that I was running up and down the stairs at a mall. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I was free. And you know, quite frankly, I think I need to get some because, you know, I need a second surgery on my left foot. My foot is starting to hurt again. And it's like, oh, damn. And so I actually, you just reminded me, I think I'm going to go up to Puff Puff Pass on Bardstown Road and get some more of that Vietnamese Kratom. I think I'm going to just take a lot less of it. When I take 3 grams, pain goes away. I feel kind of energized. But in cars, I get motion, like my eyes want to dart back and forth. My son has said, Dad, you can just take 1 gram and it'll probably work. You think that's true?
Yes. I think a lesser amount than 3 grams has the potential to, if, you know, work as an analgesic and not give you maybe the, you know, increased urge to do something or make you antsy or whatever.
So let me ask you this. I had a problem one night, and I think I shared this story with you, where I actually took too much. I didn't have a scale, so I tried to eye out 3 grams of powder, threw it in my mouth, and after I swallowed it, I thought, man, that felt like a lot more in my mouth than normal.
Yep.
I went to dinner that night, and I was literally on the verge of like vomiting every second. And I would, and also my brain was like locked. I couldn't get out of my head, and I didn't talk that night. And Elisa thought that I was mad, and the music was too loud in the restaurant, and everything annoyed the crap out of me, and I was like almost on the verge of being hyper agitated. It was such a bad experience that I never did it again after. I thought, you know what? I don't need this stuff. But I am thinking about going back and just doing 1 gram and seeing what happens.
Well, what you just said is a very interesting and beneficial property of kratom. In traditional opioids, you overdose and you die.
Man, kratom, you throw up.
Right. I mean, literally, if you take too much kratom, then the worst thing that's going to happen to you is you're going to throw up. Okay? Yes, you might feel agitated. You might not. You're obviously not going to feel at the top of your game. But the worst thing is you throw up. With any other opioid, it causes respiratory shutdown. So, you know, you tell me, these are brave military vets that went over to fight for our freedoms overseas, come back, and they've got physical and emotional ailments, and the doctors are prescribing them opioids, eventually shut them off, and now these guys got a problem. Well, what would you rather have them do? Go out to the streets and buy more opioids, or get on kratom and have no risk of anybody dying?
Well, and the other thing is, I used kratom for a fairly long period of time before that situation occurred. And then when I decided to not use it anymore, I just didn't use it. It's not like I woke up one morning and started jonesing for kratom. You can't say the same about opioids.
The nonsense that they spew about kratom being addictive, where for example, you know, if you came off heroin and you think snakes are crawling under your skin and you're crawling the walls, it's with kratom. The worst withdrawal symptom you could experience is something similar to caffeine withdrawal, and that would be the worst. Most people can drop it and not even think about it.
Yeah. You know what? It would be a shame. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, yeah, but I don't use kratom. I have no reason to use kratom. I'm probably never going to use kratom. That last statement, you don't know. You may have to turn to kratom someday to get you through a tough time. And if it's not available, you won't have that. You'll end up going to a doctor who'll put you on an SSRI or something like that.
Right. If it's not kratom, it's going to be something else next. You can count on that. So,
how far, I mean, what do you think the chances of them actually banning it are?
I think they're in for a real fight now. I think it is less than what it was 6 months ago, but it is still greater than it was 2 years ago, okay? There is someone at the DEA that has a real dislike, hatred for kratom, and we all know why. It's because Big Pharma's pain pills need to take precedent, okay? They don't want people using kratom where they can get them on hooked pain pills.
Right.
So it's all about money.
Yes.
I don't think the DEA's position is going to change just because there's a change of leadership at the top. They are beholden to the FDA, who are beholden to the pharmaceutical companies. So it's going to be a constant fight, but it's a fight that we must win. Absolutely, positively. Must win, because as I said before, if it's not kratom, it'll be something else.
Yeah. And, you know, and think about this for a second. So the opioid industry was cruising along, creating addicts out of patients and making billions of dollars. And you know, so much so that they had these clinics that were popping up everywhere, these pain management clinics. You went in, you said, oh, I have a pain, and they gave you a prescription for OxyContin. They were basically legal pill mills that were operating under, just below the radar of illegality. And Everybody's just making money and slapping each other on the back, and we're just so happy. Meanwhile, millions and millions and millions of American lives are being destroyed. Then all of a sudden, and this is exactly what happened. Then all of a sudden, medical marijuana hits in a few states out west. The opioid prescriptions in those states plummet because patients go, you know what? I'm not buying opioids anymore. They make me constipated. I want to get off them. I don't want to be addicted to them. So they start smoking weed, and the weed's working. They're like, oh, this is great. So opioid prescriptions plummet. Then marijuana for recreational use comes out. Opioid prescriptions plummet again to the point where the opioid industry is starting to pay lobbyists to say, hey, we got to cut down. You know who wants to stop the legalization of marijuana? The opioid industry. They're going, holy crap, our industry is going to disappear. We're going to be like the railroad of yesteryear. People are going to use opioids in a limited fashion. We're not going to make billions anymore. Right. And then the final nail in their coffin is Kratom comes out. And people are like, Kratom works better than opioids, works similar to them, but it's not an opioid. It's not addictive. It doesn't really constipate you. Oh, my God. So I can buy this natural leafy stuff from Vietnam and take that instead of OxyContin? Yes, you can. And the opioid industry went, oh, just F this. We got to put a stop to all this stuff. We got to shut down Kratom. We got to put our feet on the brakes for marijuana. And that's what they've been trying to do. Lo and behold, at that same time, because you know when the ship starts to sink, you ever hear that rats jump off of a sinking ship?
Yeah.
So as the ship started to sink, the rats were jumping off, and then all of a sudden, since there were no the rats were getting off the ship, meaning the politicians, then they turn around and go, oh, we got to put the opioid industry out of business. So I predict in 4 or 5 years, opioids will be distributed in very, very limited quantities. Whether you realize this or not, heroin was a prescription drug at one point in time.
Yep.
It was designed to get people off of morphine, if you can believe that one. It was actually as addictive as morphine. And so opioids are going to go the way of heroin, where you're just not going to have doctors prescribing it anymore because they're going to say it's just not worth the hassle.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine a doctor pulling out his prescription book and writing you a prescription for heroin today. The DEA would be on his doorstep the next morning and go, what the F? What are you doing? Are you stupid? You have so many other drugs. Why would you write? Well, it is a pharmaceutical. I don't care. Why would you write a prescription for heroin? You know, it's like, why would you even do that? That's what opioids are going to be like someday. Nobody's going to prescribe them anymore. And this industry is struggling to try to stay alive, and they're trying to do anything they can. That's the truth.
And if Congress is interested in looking into anything, it should look into who was pushing these opioids. And what were the incentives from the pharmaceutical company to the doctors to do so?
Let's not forget, one family owns OxyContin. It's not a Pfizer product. You know, it's not a Squibb product. It's not a big pharma product. It's one family that owns and distributes and manufactures OxyContin. And it's made this family billions of dollars over the years. It's horrible, horrible money that they made. And quite frankly, I'm not a big subscriber to karma, but if there is karma, there should be really crappy stuff that happens to that family because they knowingly robbed the lives of many American people and shortened the lives of many American people and people abroad probably as well, just to make their money. And now it's come to an end. It's coming to an end.
Maybe they need their kids to die to figure out what they did to the rest.
Yeah, or just be financially devastated so their future generations start from scratch. They don't pass that money upstream so that they have a new empire to pass upstream. That would be good. They should lose. That's why whenever I hear these FDA scientists say things like, well, just because it's at the top of my head, glyphosate is completely safe, right? Yeah. You know what I always think in my head? I would love to say to that scientist, great, sign this document that you believe glyphosate is complete. What is that document? Well, this document says that if you're wrong and you're already dead, we're going to go retroactive back and trace the money in your family, and we're going to bankrupt all your future generations because they wouldn't have been they wouldn't have had that leg up in life had you not made all the money you made. And since you made that money killing people and lying about it, then they shouldn't benefit from that. And that is the right way to do things, folks. Think about this, because look at Joe Kennedy. He made all his money in bootlegging, and then he built a presidency on it. That should have never happened. You shouldn't be able to be a drug lord and amass money, go to jail for a while, but still have that money hidden somewhere so that your family can benefit from it moving forward. That's what the RICO Act was for. The RICO Act was so that we could take all the assets away from you so you can't pass them upstream to your relatives. And that's what needs to happen to FDA scientists who say things like, this stuff is completely safe, and then a decade later we find out that it's killed all these people and caused all these problems. We should be able to go back to that guy and say, hey, hold it a second. Let's see. He's got grandkids. He's got sons. He's got daughters. We need to take all their money away retroactively because what he did, because he helped give them a leg up into their lives financially.
Amen.
And you see how fast these guys would back away from the pen. Oh, no, just, so you really think glyphosate is safe? Yeah. Okay, we just signed this. What am I signing? Well, you're just saying that all future generations of your family, if you're wrong, will be bankrupted and be punished for your wrongdoing. And you'd see how fast he dropped that pen and go, wait a minute. I'm really not sure. Oh, so you're not really sure. You're not sure enough to bet your future generations' lives on it? Then don't say it.
Yeah, we put people in jail for a lot less than that.
Yeah, that's how Rudy Giuliani got Johnny Gotti with the RICO Act. That's how they got. They've done that to people forever. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number 1.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I like this song. Come on, man. Hurry up.
Slim Thugger. You need to stop playing around with all the clowns in the wings.
Hi. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Do I sound revved up to you, Rob? I just realized. Like, I feel like I did a bunch of caffeine, and I haven't had any caffeine.
Yeah,
since.
You do.
I've kicked caffeine completely.
Wow, that's all. How long?
Well, while I was in Ireland, when I left Ireland, I told Elisa, I'm done. I was literally drinking triple espressos 5 times a day while I was there.
Oh my God!
Because I was tired. I was, I was off my clock and driving on the left side of the road, which I'll talk about on Friday. But and so I ate a lot of carbs while I was there. I ate bread, which I never eat here. I ate a lot of stuff that I normally don't eat, and I literally felt like I was brain dead. So since I've been home, I've been eating nothing. You ready for this? But eggs and beef. Vince Gironda.
Yep.
I'm eating raw eggs. I'm eating 2.5 pounds of beef a day, and I'm eating a dozen eggs a day. And I literally feel like in a few days, they just flipped a switch in my brain, and I'm back to normal.
Yeah, there is. There's a distinct difference in how you found.
Yeah, and I have no caffeine in me at all. That's why I was just thinking, like, the only time I usually stumble on my words like that, and I can't get them out fast enough, is when I'm all hyped up on caffeine, and I'm not.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's cool. It's good to know. I mean, Gironda obviously knew his stuff.
And by the way, for those of you who are on the carnivore or keto diet and meat is important to you, I learned something, and apparently a lot of other people already knew way before me. Wendy's has by far the best piece of beef in the fast food industry. That's not even arguable. That's the case. But when I'm hungry and I need a meal and I hadn't prepared one ahead of time, I'll drive through Wendy's and I'll get two of the 3/4 pound burger. And I tell them no bun and, yep. You know, just the lettuce, no cheese. And, you know, well, this morning after training, I was getting one to eat in the car. And I got an owner of a Wendy's at the drive-thru, and he said, oh, I'm not going to charge you for the whole sandwich. I'll just charge you for the patties. So it was like $1.50 a patty. It was $4.50 for 3 patties.
Wow, that's great.
I didn't know you could just buy the patties. So think about it. So if I buy 4 patties, that's basically $6. That's how much a pound of raw conventional ground beef costs at the grocery store, and it's not even cooked yet. So I can just pick up a pound of beef patties from Wendy's whenever I need to eat something and just eat those. Now, I know it's not grass-fed,
right?
You know, but I mean, if you're buying food on the road and you eat a high-protein diet and beef is one of the things you love to eat, go to Wendy's, tell them you want to order it off the a la carte menu and just order as many patties as you want at $1.50 and just tell them to put them all in one little package so you don't end up with 6 of these little plastic things. But you can buy 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of these patties for $1.50 each with nothing else on them. No cheese, no lettuce, no special toppings, no buns, nothing.
That's great to know, especially when you're traveling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to make do.
That's it. So what's going on with SARMs? There's something new about SARMs going on, right?
Well, there may be. This is going to be a short one, but it's important. So the bill to outlaw SARMs was introduced April 24th of this year by Senator Orrin Hatch, and it was referred to the Committee on the Judiciary. So in the tracking system, it has been, quote-unquote, introduced. And there are five stages to one of these bills becoming law. It's introduced, it's passed in the Senate, passed in the House, then it goes to the President, and then once he signs it, it becomes law. More importantly, I'm going to read to you the SARMs that are identified in the bill, and these are currently on the chopping block. Ostarine, LGD 4033, LGD 3303, LY 245-2473, a.k.a. TT-701. I don't even know which one that is. RAD 140, a.k.a. Testolone. Andorin or S3, BMS 564-929, LG 121-071, S23, which is one of the newer ones, and then finally any salt, ester, ether, or substituted analog. Understand there are several related compounds that do not appear here in this bill, and no, I'm not going to help by naming them. I also have this update. It is a rumor at this point. I could not find it substantiated online or elsewhere. I hope it's true. But someone very close to the situation said the bill was more or less dead on arrival, given either Trump or someone in his cabinet has taken the position that we've got bigger problems in this country. And all I can say is amen to that if that actually happened.
Right.
You know, it's about time somebody said it. And that is not a political statement, because both sides have been guilty of taking pro-hormones away from us, etc. So that is the situation. There are still SARMs or SARM-related compounds that, as written, this bill would not touch. I'm not going to go into details about which ones don't appear on the bill. As you know, my general position on SARMs are that they're very disappointing. I have not tried all of them, but the ones I did try, I didn't see as very helpful, or at least worth the money. There is collective feedback on one of these SARMs on the list that seems to be very good, and that is this S3 and S23. I am hearing from guys that I trust who have a lot of experience in this field that they're getting something off of that. Now, if you're a fan of these compounds and you're one of those people that think, wow, you know, this stuff really does work and I'm making good gains from it, I would still suggest having this stuff on my short list to stock up on. And I would do that when the bill reaches, I would call it the House, which is step three out of step five. Because if it passes there, it still needs to go to the President to become law and be signed by the President to become law. Depending upon what else is in that bill, he may not sign it. You know, he may be of the opinion that there's something else in the bill totally unrelated that's too objectionable, and he might not sign it. So be on the lookout for updates to the situation. I'll do my absolute best. It is a very fluid thing, though. For some reason, it has not gone anywhere. And I would suggest to you that whatever it is, that's a very good thing. Because, again, like Kraton, they're moving to ban these items. Anything that works or has the promise of working is going to be banned. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is.
Did you happen to mention GSK 2881078?
I don't think that was on the list.
So this just in, this is breaking news, folks. This is actually on the Superhuman Nation Facebook page. Adele Moussa just posted a blog post. New SARM Masters First Human Trial. GSK 288-1078 yielded dose-dependent increases in lean body mass with evidence of enhanced sensitivity in women versus men. 2 kilograms of lean mass in 53 days with moderate to high dosing. Free testosterone levels only marginally affected in men. Follicle-stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone didn't budge in either men or women. That's a good sign.
Yep, yep.
GSK 288-1078 was generally well-tolerated over the 53-day treatment period, and no serious adverse events were reported. Compared to placebo, there was a greater lean mass accrual with all doses. Females exhibited a greater response to lower doses than males. That makes sense. Transient elevation of ALT were observed. Those are liver enzymes. Transient meaning they probably rise when they first started using it and then they dropped again. The effects of cytochrome P3A4 enzyme inhibition on GSK 288-1078 pharmacokinetics was unlikely to be of clinical significance. This is just published just now, like literally. It says just now, minutes ago. It's actually an academic paper that's out there you can search for, or you can see it on the Superhuman Nation wall if you're one of our members.
Okay. So let's put that in perspective. About 4.5 to 5 pounds of muscle in 7 weeks.
Yeah, you could do that with testosterone.
and suffer no side effects, or very few. But, you know, keep it in perspective. I don't know about the rest of the world, but when I talk to these kids in gyms today, they're looking for a lot more than 4.4 pounds in 7 weeks. So it's still a game of SARMs are coming up short. Now, do I think that'll always be the case? Probably not. I think as time goes on, they're going to get better and better. Do I think they'll ever touch, you know, the classical anabolic steroids? No, I don't. I don't. And I think until they get the side effects separated out from the positive effects in these things, the effective bargain is this. You're using things that have some of the same side effects as steroids with, you know, less than half or a third of the gains.
Right.
That's the reality of where we stand today.
Well, but now the only place I could see this being used is with women. So clearly it seems to be much more effective with women. So there might be some muscle wasting disorders that could be used for in women.
Right.
You know, women undergoing chemotherapy, for instance, this could be an alternative for them.
Right. If you gave an equivalent dose of testosterone to women that grew 4 to 5 pounds of muscle in 7 weeks, you would have androgenic side effects, and that would be unacceptable.
Well, more importantly, if the current logic is that that estrogen increases the cancer survival rate, and you use an aromatizing androgen, which you wouldn't, you know, you'd probably use DHT. Don't forget, Masteron was first created to be given to women,
right,
who had estrogen-dependent cancers. I love Masteron, by the way. But if you had that kind of a patient, this could be an alternative. There's no aromatization. It doesn't. If it's not affecting follicle-stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone, then she's going to keep producing what other normal hormone levels she does produce. She's going to be getting the anabolic effect of this. You know, again, there's more research that needs to be done, but it could be good for women, I think. You know, that's where I could see it used.
Yep, I can see it too. As far as the sports nutrition market,
nah.
No, I
don't. We have better stuff. Nah, we don't want that.
Right.
We have better stuff. I mean,
like
come on.
Like food.
Yeah, exactly. Like food, exactly. I was thinking about that today. I was watching a guy train, and this is a guy that I've seen for a long time train, and he just doesn't seem to put on any muscle. And in my head, I was thinking, I bet he counts his reps, but I bet he doesn't know how much protein he's eating every day.
Right. Counts reps, but not calories or grams.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't count his macros, doesn't count what he's doing on food, doesn't pay attention to that, but he can tell you how many reps he can do all day long. We have one more topic that you want to cover, and that is anacyclus perethrin. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about that. Rob, you're the only one that talks about that, by the way. You know that, right?
Yeah, but hopefully we'll get more people talking
about it. Okay, that's the goal. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. If you want to learn more about Coach Rob Regish, go to CoachRobRegish.com. Show him some love. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, That's EFXSports.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Anacyclus perithum. Can you say it three times fast? I can't.
It's a mouthful, but I would love to hear from anyone that is using Progenidrex now or maybe in the past, or for that matter, anyone really that has experience with anacyclus in any product. And for some reason, that number of those products are disappearing. I don't know if it's because the raw material is getting scarce or what, but as you may or may not know, anacyclus is one of the few herbs that you can really feel working. And specifically, there are a couple things that you notice. One is you're a lot hungrier. It increases appetite in almost everyone that I've spoken to. The other thing that it does that you can really feel is shortly after eating, you're hungry again real fast. You know, your ability to digest and assimilate food gets a serious shot in the arm with this stuff. And after about 2 to 3 weeks of use, your muscles feel very full and round. Now, provided you're eating enough carbs, the effect feels eerily reminiscent of the old 1AD, now banned 1AD. And I know it's a big statement, but, you know, hear me out on this. It had been a long time since I had run Progenidrex because for the longest time I had been not wishing to put more muscle on, just, you know, I was happy where I was, just wanted to get stronger. My weapon of choice was, of course, Synthogen, and it works tremendously. But just recently I hopped back on the Progenidrex, and I remember saying to my wife, it's like, damn, I said, my muscles feel really hard and full and round. And at the time, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, I also initiated use of MK-677. So I'm thinking, well, maybe it was the MK. Well, I ran out of Progenidrex for a couple of weeks. And after about 5-6 days of use, that effect, that muscle fullness, hard, really hard muscles, went away. I just got my new shipment in from Predator, and shortly after resuming taking it, I have that feeling again, and it's pretty dramatic. And again, it was because I guess I had been away from it for so long, and then I ran out of it. And you'll find this type of feedback typical of anacyclus across all forms. It was originally introduced, and I'll give them props on this, PES, introduced it, way, I think, 2012 or 13, maybe 14. And what it is it's an Indian herb. And in addition to all of that, hungrier, makes you, you know, digest food very quickly, your muscles seem to store carbohydrates at an accelerated rate. I have been on the anabolic diet for the longest time, which, as you know, Monday through Friday, no carbs, 30 grams or under. And whenever I ate carbs coming off that, I put on a lot of fat real fast. Well, that's not true with what I'm seeing with Progenidrex. I'm eating a lot more carbs, and the only thing that's filling out is my muscles. I'll give you a good example. You know, when you eat a huge bowl of steel-cut oats, and a scoop of chocolate protein, some natural peanut butter. I ate that less than an hour ago, and I'm starving again. Normally, that really sticks to your ribs for a long time. It really does. And I have the appetite I did when I was a lot younger. And as you know, once you get into your late 30s and 40s and beyond, your appetite and ability to eat, digest, and assimilate food is not what it was when you were young. And frankly, whether you're using anabolics or not, the total amount of muscle mass that you're going to build is completely dependent on how much food you can process. So I would like to know, I would like to hear from people, which product you're using or you've used, how much of it, and what you notice, subjectively or objectively. My email is regishrob, and that's 1G, R-E-G-I-S-H, rob, at gmail.com. Your name and everything else will be kept confidential. I am thinking of either upgrading Progenidrex further or formulating an entirely new product around anacyclus. And you're right, almost nobody's talking about it out there, and that's a shame because along with Cesus, it's one of those gems that's found in Indian Ayurvedic medicine. It's really a tremendous. It's also been found, the ethanol, the alcohol extract has been found to boost testosterone. Now, I don't talk about that much because, frankly, I don't think it's an effect where it's boosting it to a super physiological range where it's going to accelerate muscle growth that way. But instead, there's no doubt about it. You will be packing away more groceries shortly after you get on it. So I'd like to hear from those folks.
Are there a lot of products out there with anacyclus in it?
No, there are only about two or three, and that includes Progenidrex. I think what the issue is here, companies have a difficult time sourcing the real thing. Because I've seen tons of Progenidrex uses a 5-to-1 extract of anacyclus perithrum DC root, 5-to-1. When anacyclus started getting popular, you started seeing all these 10-to-1 extracts and 20-to-1. People thought bigger numbers just meant better results. That's not true. The active ingredients in anacyclus are what's known as alkamides. And these alkamides, it takes time for them to accumulate in the body. But here's the beautiful part. After you get off Progenidrex, the effects still continue for about a month afterwards because they're slow to come out of the body. So it's a really neat, interesting effect. It's something that I haven't felt since pro-hormones were around. And look, I'll just say it like it is. Go to Predator and look at the reviews, and specifically, it outsells Synthogen, if you can believe that. And we all know how popular Synthogen is. So, hey, it's been out there for, I don't know, 5 years now. It's going to be out. Yeah, it's going to be out there 10 years from now, 20 years from now. It's just one of those products. People keep buying it for a reason.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yep.
I know it works. I took some when I found 6 capsules of Synthogen.
Yep.
When I was in Ireland, and I took it, and literally had the same experience the first time I took it when I was in Michigan that time. It's amazing.
Yeah, Synthogen is, it'll knock out pain. It'll
not only knock out pain, it just makes you feel good. You know, it just makes you feel like you're like everything is clicking on all cylinders. I don't know how to explain it. I know you've had the same trouble explaining it too. You've always said, oh, it makes people feel like alpha males, or it just makes you feel like you're on top of your stuff, you know?
We have consistently got that feedback since day one, something people can't quite put their finger on.
Right, right.
But they describe it as a feel-good effect, and it's very real.
So today's the first show since I've been back from Ireland, and we have some fantastic shows planned Wednesday, right after Science for Humans. Joel Green is coming back on. You know, the keto diet is all the rage today.
Yep.
I have been doing some shows that I want people to string together in their mind. So the first show I did with Dr. Lauren Cordain was the occurrence of being in ketosis for paleo human beings.
Yep.
And the bottom line of that discussion we came away from was that our paleo ancestors most likely only found themselves in deep ketosis during periods of starvation. They just couldn't find food. So keep that in your mind. So our evolutionary ancestors probably only found themselves in deep ketosis, hopefully for short periods of time, because otherwise they starved to death, number one. Number two, we did a show, followed that up with Joel Green, where we looked at 13 hunter-gatherer populations that are currently still existing. And we looked at their diets, and we looked at their meal frequencies. There's some really good studies on these populations. And we looked at the probability of being in long-term ketosis, and it's non-existent. Non-existent.
Yep.
Not only are they not finding themselves starving, but they eat very well-rounded diets without anyone telling them what a well-rounded diet is. How do you go figure that? It's, oh, wait, it's instinct. We had instincts at one time. How do you like that? We didn't have to read a book in order to know how to eat. So I started to think, and I was texting with Joel. We know that populations that have undergone great starvation, we saw this in Russia during the famine, where they were actually eating people that were dying on the streets. I don't know if any of you know that story, but go back and read the Romanov period. We know that there are epigenetic imprints that passed on to future generations from that one event. Think about that.
Wow.
These are nutritional epigenetic inheritances, they're called. So what is happening today to people who, because keep in mind, Dr. Dominic D'Agostino came on this show years ago and said that ketones are not only a new form of energy that we're, I mean, they've always been there, but that we've discovered. They're like, you know, carbs. You have carbs, you have protein, you have fats, you have glucose, you have ketones. Oh, so ketones are the new macronutrient. Okay, got it. But they only occur during starvation. Think about that for a second. We know that starvation causes changes in DNA and RNA of the mother and father that are passed along to the offspring to prepare the offspring into coming into a world where they're going to starve, right? If the mother and father are starving, they give birth to a child. We already know that that child is going to be like loaded up with what they call thrifty genes. The genes where you get fat like faster because your body stores fat faster. So these children tend to be obesogenic early on. And because the baby thinks it's being born into a starvation, world of starvation. The mother and father are starving, so we got to build this child to be prepared to be able to survive on less food. And then when you give that child regular amounts of food, the child gets fat. Okay. What are we doing right now? What are those of you out there listening to the show who are in the baby-making years? What are you imprinting your RNA and DNA for right now? If you're doing extreme keto, you know, 80%, I mean, I heard Jimmy Moore is going to start doing 90% fat. This is just silliness, number one, okay? It's not wise. It's not sustainable. But more importantly, what are you doing to those of you who are planning on having children? What are you doing to the imprints and the nutritional epigenetic inheritance that you're going to pass on to your child right now by making your body think it's in a hostile environment food-wise, that it's starving, that only has fat to eat? You're using ketone supplements, so ketones are through the roof all the time. Your body thinks, wow, we got so much ketones here. We're in that famine mode. What are you doing? Now, I'm not saying people are going, oh, Carl, you know, you're – no, I'm not saying I know. I'm saying you don't know either.
Yeah.
No one knows. This whole extreme keto thing, I got it. If you have a brain tumor and your only option to stay alive is to be deep into ketosis for the rest of your life, then that's an overriding impetus that takes precedence over everything else. But if you're not trying to starve cancer and you're just this keto person, of course, keto's like the new vegan. Keto, I'm keto. Prove it. I've got ketone salts. I take them every day. Oh, I've been in ketosis for 10 years. And then you go and you make a baby. You have no idea what you're doing to that baby. You don't know that that baby, and Joel is going to come on with some research that shows that there's a high probability that your baby will be born to be more obese.
That's interesting. I never considered that.
These are the things that go through my head.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I never did well on a straight keto diet. I would use it for short periods, but I can't imagine. There's only one other guy I know, and I train this gentleman. He's diabetic, and he's been on a ketogenic diet day in and day out for 10 years. He doesn't have kids, no plans on having them, so that's probably fortunate based on what you're saying here. But that makes total sense to me that the child would inherit some of those instinctive genes. You know, if the parent has been or thinks they've been starving for 10 years, well, you know, some protection is going to be passed along to the child.
And then I'm going to do a follow-up show because I'm going to follow up with a geneticist to find out, is there a window of time? So, you know, like when they say, oh, you know, when you're going to get pregnant, you stop drinking alcohol for a while, you stop smoking cigarettes for a while, you let your body clean out, and then you try to get pregnant. So we're going to try to find out these imprints that occur in the DNA and RNA as a result of your diet restrictions. How long does it take for them to change if you start eating like a normal person again? So that you could give your baby the best chance of not being born with an obesogenic imprint. So, because I'm all about finding solutions, not just pointing out the problem. So we will have that show follow. But it's a consideration to Pete. No one is talking about this right now.
Yeah, it's the first I heard of it. And like I said, it makes a lot of sense to me.
CoachRobRegish.com is the place to go. Rob, man, thanks for being my first interview back on the air.
Well, welcome back. We're glad you're back.
Yeah, and Friday's show will be full of funny stories about Ireland, I promise you. We're going to talk about that with Elisa. A special episode of Casual Friday that would occur at 5 p.m. Eastern. Great. All right, man. So we have a good show tomorrow. Tune in. We have Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini, and then we have Joel Green talking about nutritional epigenetic inheritance of your dietary choices. All right, I'll see you tomorrow, and thanks for listening.